Next Coach Mike here, nextcoachmike.com. Man, I'm just so humbled by your support of my site. You all are awesome. You know, one of my favorite coaches and somebody I've learned a lot from is Coach J.B. Clark at Limestone. I mean, if you're a lacrosse coach, you know who this is. His record at Limestone alone is 129-10. He's president of the United States Intercollegiate Lacrosse Coaches Association. He's won national championships in 2014, 2015, and 2017 at the D2 level national championships. He's got a great array of crunch drills and clearing drills on our site, but this is a really, really cool drill, and we wrote it up in the article section, so check it out. I'm going to let him explain it, and then you can go read the articles for the details, but man, there's a lot of creative stuff you can do with this drill. It's kind of a variation of an old Maryland drill we used to run years and years ago, utilizing the substitution box and recognition. Anyway, without further ado, this really, really cool drill starts with a midfield ground ball in the words of Coach J.B. Clark.
No, once we're in the
May, I'm always telling people, hey, J.B. Clark runs his drills for 5 minutes.
What we do in May.
Okay.
But the point is, the defense will play offense for at least, you know, 3-4 minutes every transition drill we run. So they're learning how to handle the ball under pressure, and their stick work gets better. So that certainly helps with the clearing percentage.
Coach, how about new drills or new twists on drills?
Yeah, you know, when you ask to do this, I knew you were going to ask that question. I think the best drill we're doing now is born out of the fact that, as I said, we do a lot of transition stuff. We're trying to score in any, you know, any advantage situation numbers-wise. We're also trying to score in any 5-on-5, 4-on-4, anything less than 6-on-6. We want to try and push and score in that situation. What we found was that because most transition drills, most 6-on-5, 4-on-3, 5-on-4 drills, you know, you put nine guys out there and you play until they turn it over or score a goal, right? But a true 5-on-4 in a game might last a second or 4 seconds at the most. You know, rarely are you out there playing 5-on-4 for a really long amount of time. So what we did is we took, we take both groups of midfield, so a group in white and a group in blue. Poles are mixed in there. Attackmen that aren't in are mixed in there. Defensemen that aren't in are mixed in there. And they're the blues at one cone of the substitution box, whites at the other end. And those are on their offensive halves of the field. In one of the drills, I'll bring a blue out and a white out. I'll throw a ground ball in. Whoever picks it up, it's either a 4-on-3 or a 4-on-4 going one way. Then what we do is as soon as that ball is turned over, two things. We can either throw the ball to the guy coming out of the box from your team right away, or after that man who picks it up throws a pass to anybody, then those two guys can come out of the box. But it leads to a 4-on-3 or a 5-on-4 or whatever with a trailer automatically every time. And it's very much realistic because that guy's coming out of the substitution box, if that makes sense. So those situations, our offense learns they have to score quickly or get an opportunity quickly versus, you know, or with the advantage numbers-wise before it becomes even. And then they have to realize, are we in a 6-on-6 and we want to get our guys out and run our 6-on-6 offense, or is this still a 5-on-5 that we want to attack? Where's the weak link out there defensively and we want to attack him?
Coach, tell me again how you start that drill.
Literally start, I bring a guy from white and blue out to the face-off X, and I, you know, as they're walking out there, I'll throw a ball. And I'll do it with an advantage either way to try and, you know, if I want the ball to go that way because it's a pole on offense, I want an offensive guy to play defense in a 4-on-4 situation, we'll do it that way. And then
it's almost a variation of the 2-1 on the wing where you would roll the ground ball out, and if it goes one way, it's 5-on-4. If it goes the other way, it's 5-on-5.
Exactly. It just it kind of adds a trailer. We used to call it Maryland box drill. So they used to run it. I think Coach Adele had it where, you know, it would go one way, and then that guy would stay in, then another guys would come in and go the other way, and then more guys would come in and go the other way. So it's kind of a variation off of that. We'll also start, I'll bring two guys from each team out and throw a ball out. So it's a two-on-two ground ball, and then same thing happens. But, you know, the real variation comes with once the ball's picked up, when do you allow the guys from the box to come in? And I think it's best when we send it to it has to be passed to someone before those guys can come in out of the box.
Hey, man, I hope you got all that. Check out the article section, and you can see some variations. If your roster's not that big, you know, you could run two attackmen and two poles on one end of the field and still go back and forth. I think the interesting thing is that he integrates attack and poles out of that substitution box thing, and there's a lot of really, really neat things you can do with it. Hey, again, humbled by your support of my site, LaxCoachMike, LaxCoachMike.com.